Space News 69. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 13, 2025. I had to take a few days off from writing this week, first because my birthday celebrations interrupted my work rhythm. Then I had a few hectic days fulfilling my role as the Taegetan Queen, as I had to go to Temma almost every day using remote presence technology. Another small problem is generated or happens each time anyone goes from here to anywhere in Temma or Era, and it is the very marked 4.6 to 1 time slip differential ratio between Earth and Taegeta. This means that 1 hour there translates into nearly 5 hours passing on Earth or near Earth, where I am now physically. This has made us see the need to create some means of calculating the time slip differential between the two places, to increase our efficiency, and so far the only possible way is to program a computer to do the calculations, but no one has done so yet. Another thing that is making my going to Temma to fulfill my duties as the Queen much slower, is that we saw the need to increase all security around me, even while using remote presence technology, which is extremely safe as you are only a high-definition hologram on the other side, because of a bothersome incident I suffered just a few days ago. Taegetan Suzi-6 fighters intercepted an Earth-human secret space program fighter-class starship attempting to enter Temerian space, and as they flanked it and gave the order for it to land in the nearest Taegetan military base, the human ship, which was using Alfreton transponder identity codes, decided to comply, unlike all the others which either attempted to run or to fight the Taegetan interceptors. It was forced to land in the military part of the spaceport south of Talika City in Temma. Its 4 crew members were questioned, but as usual, they were only pilots following orders, and they stated that theirs was to take that craft to Temma and await instructions once landed anywhere there, orders which are quite vague as you can see. Then I received a call from personnel close to a high-ranking officer who is one of Captain Goriel's friends there in Temma, informing me that they had captured a human craft intact and that perhaps I would be interested in seeing it up close. It looks like they know me well because, of course, I hurried to the remote presence room here on my ship and went to Temma to see the captured ship up close. When I arrived in Temma, it was night there, and I was escorted by Goriel's friend's military detachment assigned to attend to me. I was led to a remote dark hangar, and when we entered it was nearly completely dark inside, and the leader of the detachment locked the door behind me, which was the first thing that alarmed me, as that was far from being necessary. As I was using remote presence technology, I was more curious than alarmed, so I kept following those people to see what they were up to. They finally turned on the lights, which were unusually dim and yellow, not letting me see many details, including their faces, and as we walked to the back of the hangar, I started to see the nose of a small human-built starship, partially covered in a large blue top and more or less hidden behind a large Taegetan crane ship designed for heavy work, like recovery of other small ships, or removal of large objects. The human secret space program ship was slightly larger than a 6th-generation Suzi-class Taegetan fighter and was painted in the usual white with black parts which is common for human spacecraft, including the now-retired space shuttle, and it read on each side, U.S. Air Force, with full markings. I inspected the craft walking around it, looking at as many details as I could with the dim yellow light of the hangar. To me, it looked very much like a spin-off of an Alfreton long-range fighter, which made me realize how close the cooperation between Alfrata Centauri and the Cabal on Earth actually is. They are clearly sharing technology, and not only transponder codes. I was then invited to enter the craft to see how it was inside, which I complied, again fully aware that I was there using remote presence technology, and not in person, therefore I was safe. I was also using a newly developed remote presence detection inhibitor, which allows me not to be detected using remote presence, therefore making people around me believe that I am there in person. Remote presence technology is an ultra-high-resolution mobile hologram of the user that permits him or her to be somewhere else with utmost realism, much unlike the primitive blue hologram technology depicted in Star Wars movies. People in Teijita, the military even more so, have gadgets that detect when someone is using remote presence, but we have developed very effective electronic countermeasures, which after this incident are no longer a secret, so I may publish this. Once inside the ship, and after entering through a small frontal ramp, I was invited to the bridge or cockpit, where I was encouraged to turn on the engines. I didn't know how to at first, but I finally found that the start buttons were hidden under a grey plastic cover located on the right-hand side joystick, unlike Teijetan starships which have the start buttons directly in front of you on the main console. You must press those engine start buttons after initiating the power-up sequence, mostly for the electric parts to wake up, and you must also start the auxiliary power unit, or APU, so the ship's systems have enough power for the plasma turbines to start rotating. This procedure was easy to find because its sequence was quite similar to the ones of the ships I know. What I found interesting, if not disturbing, is that the supposed Teijetan military I was with didn't know how to start a craft like the one we were in, or at least they said they didn't, because although it was different from ours, enough things are still in common, as I just proved starting the ship myself. Just about all Teijitans know how to start a starship, even at a very young age, because they all grow up around them. Almost everyone in Teijita has one, as they are as common as cars are to humans. When the human ship's engines came to life, they roared with an extra loud thunderous crack, accentuated even more as it was inside a hangar, so I quickly turned them off before they caused damage outside of the ship. But the lead military I was with said, "Don't turn them off," which was strange to me, even more so because they later said that the ship needed a specific shut-off sequence. This means that they did know how to start and stop that ship after all, and they were lying to me. By then at least one of them had gotten close enough to me while I was sitting at the controls, so perhaps at some point they touched my dress or somewhere else that I did not notice, and realized that I was just a hologram, because when I stood up from the pilot's seat, their attitude towards me was different. They had a clear disappointment stance to them, and their courtesies towards me were lessened. I found this to be very strange, as they were compliant and even enthusiastic about having me there, but when I stood up from the pilot's seat their attitude had changed completely, as they had clear disillusioned faces, as if they had failed in their mission, or as if someone was going to punish them somehow. I could still manipulate the controls of the ship while being a hologram, as full immersion technology is designed to concentrate enough high-energy magnetism in the area of the hands and fingers to be able to manipulate some things, as long as moving them does not exceed a certain energy requirement threshold. It can semi-materialize necessary parts of a body using energy frequency vibration modulation that observes similar principles described in the theory of manifestation. Fed up with all this, and feeling unsafe and insulted, I said goodbye and proceeded out of the ship, and I walked to the entrance door of the hangar, where the main military man I was with opened the locked door for me, and I walked out towards a wheeled vehicle waiting for me, which took me to the High Council's building, where I exited from remote presence, as that place is my usual point of entry and exit. Back on board my ship, the Enterprise, I walked out of the remote presence room, and into the passageway feeling quite upset and a little shaky, as I had clearly dodged a kidnapping attempt. Had I gone there for real, there wouldn't be any Marie writing these words. Well, I guess that is exactly what remote presence technology is for. After this incident, I informed Goriel, Maxel, and Thales about what had happened. They are my top-ranking officers here. Goriel talked to his close friends and subordinates in Temma, and an investigation started around the group of people I was with and who were appointed to show me the captured human craft. Up to now, there is nothing conclusive, even though at first we suspected that they were Alfreytans or even humans posing as Tejetan military personnel to kidnap me. We also thought so, because I noticed that all of them had darker skin, hair and eyes than the average Tejetan. There are darker-skinned Tejetans, Algeria on board the starship Sardaclea for example, but they are in a minority, and having so many of them in the same military unit is suspicious at the least, as no racial separation exists in the Tejetan military, or anywhere else there. Even I am in the minority as I have dark brown eyes, although my hair is much lighter in color than the AI-enhanced images of me I am forced to use in these videos. During the investigations, it turned out that all the personnel there with me that night were indeed Tejetans, yet they could still be crooked ones working for the dark side. They were all fired from the Tejetan military for breaking critical security protocols around the Queen, and two of them were interrogated by the Hyadian Irma detachment permanently posted in Talika City. You know how persuasive those cats can be. What they found out is that at least those two main people who were with me that night were indeed working for a shady Alfreytan high-ranking military man, who is currently also under investigation in the Andromedan biosphere ship, Viera, because of his links to whoever provided the three Alfreytan fighters which entered Temma a few weeks ago, two of which were destroyed by Tejetan Susi 6 fighters, and the first one of those three was later confiscated, as it also was also modified to look like a second-generation Tejetan Susi craft. Right now, those two Tejetan militaries will remain under arrest for the attempted kidnapping of the Queen, and the intact human spacecraft will remain as part of the Tejetan inventory as it may come in handy sometime in the future. That craft was thoroughly inspected by competent Tejetan personnel to prevent it from doing anything unexpected, or in case it contained anything harmful. All this incident has started a purge and an exhaustive revision of all military personnel of Tejeta, especially those with a high rank, or that have critical security posts, and especially those assigned to escort me when in Tejeta, even if I am only there by remote presence. While I was there I was never in real danger, at least not physically, yet all this did get to me emotionally quite a lot, as I could see how vulnerable I could be if I made a mistake, after all the cabal did place a bounty on my head. It always hurts to see and notice those people who don't like me. Yet I know I will not make such a mistake as I am fully aware of the dangers I can be exposed to, and this incident alerted me and my loyal military and friends to step up all security protocols even more, to the point that now, the safety protocols are equally as high around me, regardless if I am using remote presence or I am anywhere for real. This also makes it even harder to detect whether I am using remote presence or I am physically there, as the new electronic countermeasures that prevent anyone from knowing if I am there for real or just a hologram are very effective and foul-proof. The whole feeling I had during the incident, what I perceived emotionally was that it was a kidnapping attempt, even more so as the Cabal said it wants me alive, at least if possible. Grade 5 Captain Goriel, who is my defense minister, reacted with much alarm to this incident, especially because the threat was coming from inside, from a full military unit supposedly loyal to us all, and as I said above, Now everyone in the Taijiatin military is under inquiry and investigation. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.
Message from the CIC. Dear friends, thank you so much for all your constant support, for the strength you send us with every kind word and gesture, and for all the messages we read in the chat during the premieres. Thank you for the birthday greetings to Marie and all the members of the Taijiatin teams. We want to remind you that neither Marie nor any Taijiatin is on any social media, platform, app, or email. Nor on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, Telegram, etc. Our Queen Mary only has her two YouTube channels, and is nowhere else. Swaru Official in Spanish and English, and Swaru Official, with 2F only in English, although it is currently on Mothballs. The CIC teams have their own accounts to moderate these channels. Any other channel or person asking for money or cryptocurrency in her name or on behalf of the Taijiatin people is not Marie. They are opportunists who want to profit from her information. Never use any donation link that does not appear directly on Marie's channel. Thank you all for watching the videos, for listening, and for appreciating her effort and perseverance. Thank you for your support. This week, Marie needed to focus on things in Tema. We love you all so much. A big hug to all of you, dear friends. CIC teams.